Zakt de Mishnah Vayitrim, Masech de Zerivin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Misha Yatza B'Rishos, if a person left the Tchum, but he had Rishos to do so. Who has Rishos to leave the Tchum? I thought you could only walk until the Tchum. Well, let's say he was sent for Eidus HaChodesh. In other words, he had seen the new moon. And he had to testify to Bezin that he saw the new moon. Or let's say he got a Hatzalah call to rescue a person from an attacking army. Or from a flood. All these people definitely had permission to go. It was even a mitzvah for them to go past the Tchum. But here's what happened. When they got there, they were told, oh, shkayach for coming, but we don't really need you anymore. Misha yatzeh b'rishos. Someone left with rishos, but v'yomruloi, they said to him, kfar nasa maisa. It took place already. Let's see, Bezin already proclaimed the chaydesh. Baruch Hashem, the people have been saved. So we don't really need you here now. Now, what does this person do? He's outside the Tchum, and we said before that if someone leaves the Tchum, he only has 4 amos. Well, not for this person. For this person, who left to perform a mitzvah, yesh lo alpayim ama l'chol ruach. He has 2,000 amos in every direction. In every direction from where? From the point that they told him. There's no need to go any further. Zok de Mishnah Vaita. Im hoysa b'toich ha-tchum. If he was still within the Tchum, ki ilu la yotze. It's as if he never left. Now l'chayra, that's pashut. I mean, if you go someplace and you're still within the Tchum, so you're still within the Tchum, of course it's as if you never left. So the Gemara explains, here's the chiddush. This person was sitting by his Shabbos table, eating his chunk. Then they said, quickly, you have to save someone who fell into a river. He started to run, and he ran past the Tchum. And he comes screeching to a stop, and they say, Baruch Hashem, the person was saved. He's happy to hear that. He catches his breath, and he says to a Rav that's standing there, what could I do now? And the Rav says, you have 2,000 amos in every direction. So he starts walking the 2,000 amos from the river, or from the place where he was told that everything is okay. And that overlaps into his original Tchum. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is he could continue going all the way. In other words, he leaves the new Tchum, which was 2,000 amos on the point of where he was told that everything is okay, and he returns into his Tchum, and he keeps going as if he never left his house. He has the original Tchum that he had at the beginning of Shabbos. Chazal wanted to make sure that if somebody hears that there's an emergency, and al pi halacha, he has to run to save a life, even if that would require going past the Tchum, he shouldn't hesitate. Oh, but I'm going to be stuck. No, don't worry. You're not going to just have 4 amos. We find another similar kula, another similar leniency. For example, shakal hayoytzim lahatzel, those people that go out to save. Let's say again, this person's sitting by his Shabbos table, and they say, Oiv de Kechavim are attacking, Oiv de Kechavim are attacking, and he grabs his sword, he grabs his spear, and he goes running. Or they tell him, Oiv vey, a wall just collapsed on people, and he grabs his shovel, and he grabs his spade, and he goes running. And he runs past the Tchum. Was he allowed to? Of course he was allowed to. He was mechuyev to. And he takes care of what he has to take care of. Well, the halacha is that he's allowed to return with his weapons. He can carry it back. Again, as the Mishnah concludes, shekal hayoytzim lahatzel, all those people that leave to save others, chayzim lemekayim, that can return to their places even with their weapons. So we see that there are special kulois that Chazal gave in order to encourage people to do what they're supposed to do, and that is to save people. Now that means to run after the Tchum or go beyond the Tchum to save people. That's what you're supposed to do. So we have one kula that if someone left, let's say for Eidus HaChodesh, or to save someone from Oiv de Kechav Mar Min Hanar, and then he finds out that it's not necessary, that he can go 2,000 amos from the point where he was told it's okay, it has been taken care of. And here we have another kula about being able to carry back the tools. We're not going to discuss the halach over here, but you know, there are many shilas about Hatzalah people that can they bring back their kelim, the ambulance, and so on. So if you look in the tshuva of Rav Moshe, so you'll see whatever the psak is, whatever the guidelines are, this Mishnah is a strong yesod, is a basis for the psak. Okay, quickly chazring over. So if someone left for Eidus HaChodesh, or to save from Oiv de Kechavim, or to rescue someone from the river, and he passed his Tchum, he has 2,000 amos in each direction, although in the previous Mishnah we learned, if you leave your Tchum and you're in an open area, you only have 4 amos. And where does he have 2,000 amos from? He has 2,000 amos from the point where he was running, and they told him, no, it's okay. Kvar nasa maisa, it has already been taken care of. We learned that if he starts walking home and those 2,000 amis that he has overlaps into his original tchum, he can continue all the way. Kilu la yatza. And the Mishnah told us another kola, and that is that those that run with their kelim in order to save people, there are a lot of return with the keli, they don't have to leave their weapons there.